with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Too many topics, too little time. You're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of June 26th and 27th. No opening segment chatter. Let's get right to it. Coming up on our next segment, John Prochnow, Research and Development Director, Berkeley's Bait Division. Yes, Power Bait. Gulp. This is the man who got it all going and it's going strong. Guess what? New Gulp coming out. New saltwater grub coming out. Stay tuned. Also, some great guests following. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Get ready to get your gulp on, people. Flounder Pounder time.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Team USA is training hard and ready for the Olympic Games. And so is Jacob.
Woo! I've got my lucky shirt and Xfinity Flex.
Oh, yeah. Jacob's family got Xfinity Internet with the best Wi-Fi for their home and a Flex 4K streaming box free, plus Peacock Premium included, so Jacob is ready for anything.
Go Team USA!
With medal ceremonies, highlights, interviews, and more, plus apps like Disney+, Netflix, and Hulu, it's all of Jacob's favorites in one place.
Can your internet do that?
Get ready for the Olympic Games with Xfinity Internet for only $34.99 a month for 24 months with a one-year agreement. And get a Flex 4K streaming box free, plus Peacock Premium included. Offer ends June 30th, so go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Restrictions apply. New Performance Pro customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Subscriptions required to access streaming services.
Xfinity, proud partner of Team USA.
Feeling stressed in your skin? Not with new Olay Body Wash infused with skincare ingredient retinol. Olay with retinol improves skin 3 times better versus the leading body wash, transforming skin from dry and stressed to bright and smooth, so I can step into stressful days feeling my best in my skin. Olay Body, fearless in my skin. Now try Olay's other skincare-inspired body washes with hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, and collagen.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Okay, let's talk flounder. Let's talk fishing flounder, a.k.a. fluke. The bite is on. Okay, some cold water influxes here and there, shutting them off. They are picking up. Back Bay Inlet already on the wrecks and the reefs. And you know, people, in my travels up and down the Jersey coast, from Monmouth County to Cape May over to Fortescue, whatever, it's still, you know, I just wrote about Spot. Spot's a badass bait on my blog. Spot is a badass bait. The squid, the spear, and the killie, the squid, all that stuff. The common denominator to limits and the biggest fish is still gulp. We know that. It's been that way for, I don't know how many years. Have a complaint about gulp? Here it is. Tommy P, you know, can they make a longer bait? So, what do you got, the 9-inch jerk shad? You got this, you got the Nemesis. No, in that grub, can they make that 6-inch? I know it stretches out, but man, if we can get a bigger bait, bigger grub. I said, And wouldn't you know it, I get a phone call from a good friend, a longtime friend, industry acquaintance from Pure Fishing. And we're talking back and forth, sends me a press release to go out by written very well by Frank Sargent, I will say. Tom P, guess what? We have an 8-inch Berkeley Gulp grub coming out and it's ready. It's going to be out soon, and it's going to kick area rug flounder ass. He's on the line with us right now. Very special guest on Rack and Fin Radio is John Prochnow. He is the director of research and development for the Berkeley Bait Division. John, how you doing? And the 8-inch grub, Procky, you kicked ass again!
Thanks, Tom. You know I love getting you excited. That's hard to do. So anytime I can do that, it's a good day. John. Yeah, we've got the 8-inch. 8 inches of it now, Tom. And I wasn't really thinking about you guys with the big area rug flounders up there. Was kind of designing a little bit more for the Northwest and up in the halibut territory.
And there you go.
A distant cousin. But, hey, it works very well is what I'm hearing. And if the 6-inch is good for them big ones, the 8-inch is going to be better, obviously.
Okay, Procky, here's the dealio. I heard about this late last summer from some staffers out there. They were up in New England, testing their prototypes. Now, up there, listeners, when I say doormats and area rugs, up there it's true doormats and area rugs every friggin' drip, Procky, it seems. You've been up there. It's sick. It's almost halibut size. Here, fish that big are not a rarity, but, they're rare but there, so to speak. But this, I heard, Tom, we got an 8-incher coming out. Oh, my God, this 8-inch is going to be crazy. John, nothing but 5-star ratings across the board, and these are hardcore people who would say to your face, this doesn't work. Change this or change that. And it's glowing, Procky. You guys really hammered it, man.
Thanks, Tom. It took a team effort to do it. Like I said, the original design kind of came from, like I said, the power 8-inch grub that we use in Alaska and stuff. And the 8-inch out of the Gulp product was aimed right at your bullseye there.
Now, John, the going into this, I mean, retooling or repouring, what's the dealio?
Yeah, it's special molds. I mean, for a grub shape to be that size, we've got to pack a lot of gulp into that. And when we pack a lot of gulp into it, we got a lot of attractants and scents and flavors.
Mm-hmm. And you have 13 colors. Listen, again, the names. John, you're a lot younger than me, but I remember as a kid, especially a young teenager, a new band came out, a new album, rather. Did you see the cover? And then in the nights, did you see the video? The thing with the Berkeley Gulp, because I know it's going to work. Did you see the new colors? So you have 13 colors that this new 8-inch grub is going to be in.
Some of these are hot new colors too, Tom. These aren't just the old ones. We got some new ones coming for you.
Well, let me tell you something. Procky, right off the bat, I call it the Gulp Fowl Trio. Your Cajun chicken, your curry chicken, and your frickin' nuclear chicken. Those three right there clean out the airy rug barnyard, man. those are some monster grubs. But, John, you got Black Bling, the Blue Fuse, the Cajun Chicken, the New Penny, Camo, Pink Shine, Motor Oil Red. Procky, what's that all about?
Yeah, that's a little subtle sneaker right there. It's a sleeper that most people wouldn't think about, but you drop it down there. It's got a little bit of a fluorescence and a little bit of activity in that fluorescent range that the fish can kind of key on a little bit more.
Now, John, that's the thing. The fluorescence when you're fishing, listen, when you're fishing 40, 50, 60, 70 feet, 80 feet. John, explain the fluorescence factor, the sense there. What is more fluorescence packed in a different color pattern? What's the deal?
Well, fluorescence is a without getting too technical, a different wavelength of light that shows up, and it is accentuated by ultraviolet, by UV, but it's a different type of color, and we don't see all of the fluorescent wavelength, but some others fish can possibly see that. We don't know because we don't know exactly what fish see. But what's the favorite go-to color for a lot of people is chartreuse, which is actually a fluorescent yellow and green mixed together, and white. And a lot of the whites, especially the ones that I've developed over the years since 1989, I put in ultraviolet brighteners. That's the stuff that makes it look kind of purplish blue in the sunlight on a cloudy day. That is what we put in our white products too, to give them that little extra buzz in the water.
Procky, I just noticed anyone listening right now, or when I get the podcast, their eyebrows are raised. 89. If you've ever used a PowerBait or Gulp product, thank this man. And a great team. Crockett, don't get me wrong. You know, a great team behind you and with you in a whole bit. But, John, you took this from the bull by the horns when Tom Bedell presented you with this and said, go from here. You more than exceeded expectations, Procky.
Hey, it's a great life. It's a great job. And it's just great going out there and being with people like you and your listeners and giving you guys stuff that's fun to catch fish on and catches fish and performs and does what it's meant and said to do.
I had one tackle shop owner, actually more than one, say, God, man, they're sort of putting me out of the bait business, but I'm making more money for less effort selling this stuff on the wall. Well, John, let's transition now to the freshwater, the Max Scent. Now, the Power Bait Sisters, the fish had to bite through that Plastisol to get that crunch, to get that flavor, and hold on longer, as it says on the bag, up to 18 times longer. Max Scent, John, you sort of crossed the paradigm, correct? Getting it to disperse?
Yeah, it's almost a hybrid between the Gulp and the Power Bait. We've kind of married the two together and been able to get a water-based attractant system into an oil-based PVC Plastisol system. So you got the durability, you got the flexibility, and a product that won't dry out. But you've got also the benefit of water-based attractant system, which it needs to be for fish to be able to detect it. And it just produces, especially in the bass market of smallmouth, largemouth. But it's kind of a sleeper in some of the other areas that people haven't tried it in yet, even saltwater.
John, I was just going to ask you that. Listen, is the new tube... You know me, I'm a more finesse bass fisherman. I like the ultralight, the light tackle. They have the Max Scent tube is out, and it's 2.5 inches and 3.5 inches. And, John, I'm thinking as I'm casting this and knocking the snot, John, out of largemouth all over the place, my lovely Dee Marie says, this sort of looks like a little squid. You think back behind so-and-so and so-and-so, we twitch this around the sod banks that might do something on a fluke? And I'm thinking... She said, ask John that. So, Brocky, I'm asking, and you just answered it, this does have cross applications, correct?
Definitely. It's kind of like I've said before, fish are kind of like different species of fish are kind of like different nationalities or regionalities of people. We may prefer Chinese food if we're Chinese or Japanese food if we're Japanese, or hamburgers if we're Americans, just to be paradigm. But we'll go out and eat Chinese. We'll go out and eat Japanese. The fish are the same way. So even though we've keyed it towards a specific species or population of fish, that doesn't mean it will not work on other ones. It might even work better in some situations if they happen to be of that type of keen on that different type of prey or bait species, if you will.
Now, John, I'm thinking, too, you have the new Gulp Paddle Shed. This thing is going to be a monster.
It has been good. Paddle tails are always the go-to baits anymore in a lot of areas. Obviously, for fluke and flounder and things like that, you've always got the curl tails, but the paddle tails that give you a little bit of thump on the end of the rod and you can tell it's working, the fish can feel that in their lateral lines. So in dark, dingy, deeper waters, that could be the go-to bait.
We're speaking with John Procknow, Director of Research and Development for Berkeley's the Bait Division. John, one thing, too, I have to ask you, the grub, the paddle tail, scent versus action. You've, again, use that word paradigm again, where you've melded them both and they work in unison and it's pretty unbeatable, Procky.
Yeah, the more senses on a fish that you can fool into believing what you're presenting to that fish is live bait or something natural that they like to eat, whether it be vision, whether it be the flash, which is vision, whether it be the lateral lines you get from vibration and thump, whether it be the scent and flavor, which are two different things that act together. But the more of those senses that you can fool the fish into believing that is something that they really want to eat, that is the easier and the better it is to try to catch that fish.
John Prochnow, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin Radio. Johnny Prochnow, Pure Fishing. You've used PowerBait, you use Gulp, any of those products. Thank this man. Proggy, what do you do for an encore? I don't even want to know. You're already on 2024 products. I know that. Brock, it's amazing. I mean, my God.
We always got something. Always something, Tom P., and you're always going to be involved with it, and we'll share it with your listeners.
John, one question, too. People ask me on occasion that listen to this show, it's a, you talk to that guy from Berkeley. Is he really a fisherman? I said, yes, he is. Brock, I've seen you all over. You fish hard, and you are so beyond, you know, the norm when it comes to developing these baits, but you seem to always enjoy yourself casting, hooking up, man. It's incredible to see.
It doesn't matter what we're after. I love to go after it. I'm not an expert on any of them, but I love to fish them all, and been doing it since I was 5 years old.
And you know how to make them bite. Johnny, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin up against the Heartbreaks. See, hey, you going to be at ICAST?
I hope to see you there.
Look out. I owe you a burger, man, and a beer at least. Take care, man.
See you, man.
John Prochnow, ace chemist, ace fisherman, power bait, Gulp, new stuff out there. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio, Ed Markowski, New Jersey Outdoor Alliance, coming up.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5.
You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Oh, dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email, so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report, backed by the most robust database of technician solutions. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hello, hello. Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of June 26th and 27th. Half the year, tutti finuti pretty much. I don't know if you notice or not, but the daylight hanging around is just a second or two less. The march to hunting seasons begin. And on more of a sober note, so to speak, and my blog last week, a lot of response, and I hope you people made the calls. Please say you made the calls. Assembly Bill 1365, legislation that prohibits certain hunting contests throughout the Garden State, did pass out of the Agricultural Committee, Natural Resources Committee. And I don't know, it seems to me, when we made the calls, yes, we note that you're opposed to it, et cetera, and we'll let the assemblyman know, blah, 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 blah. Come to find out, some of the assembly men weren't even going to be there for the vote. Was the fix in? I don't know. A much more informed source is Ed Markowski. He's a board member of New Jersey Outdoor Alliance, good friend of Rack and Fin Radio. And I have Ed on the line right now, grabbing him just to fill us in what this getting out of committee means. I mean, it still can be stopped. That's going to explain the process of what we have to do. Here's what it is. Once this goes, then that goes. And for the people who just fish and don't hunt, fishing is in the crosshairs of the antis, people. I'm telling you. You like that 60-foot sport fisherman? Good for you. Want to go to the canyon? Good for you. You want to hear? Good for you. Just remember, you're also going to be targeted. Ed, sorry to do the Chicken Little thing, but I really believe in what I'm saying. This, they want to outlaw fishing as well as hunting, and this is a first step. Ed, how you doing, by the way, brother?
Doing good, Tom. Doing good down here in South Jersey.
Ed, this this getting out of committee, you know, I spoke to you the other night. I was getting apoplectic. He said, Tom P., wait a second. It's not, you know, there's still things that can be done to stop this. So, Ed, go into the process here. One, if we can clear it up, Ed, what exactly happened? Again, the assemblyman, who wasn't there, who was on vacation, who was sick, who was there? Was the fix in?
Well, I think the committee chair knew the fact that two of his committee members that normally would support us were having medical problems, and a third one was on vacation. Mm-hmm. So it was the perfect time to put the bill up. And then what happens, they get a proxy vote for one of the individuals who couldn't be there. And the proxy vote just happens to be Carol Murphy, who was one of the co-sponsors of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did, the only support we had there that day, thank God, and he's still with us, is Parker Space, who voted against the bill and talked some sense. What we have with this bill, Tommy, it started out 2 years ago. And when it started out, it included fishing also, saltwater fishing and freshwater fishing. They realized very quickly that that was the same coalition they tried to attack back in Panner and Karcher. And as long as we stuck together, we were an immovable force.
Right.
So the first thing to go from that bill was the angling aspect of it. So that was dropped. Now the bill moves to committee. It's coming up for a vote. It's posted at the very end of when we can get a response.
Mm-hmm.
We did mount a good response. We made some heat.
Yep.
So they had another amendment ready to go. It had to be ready to go because they introduced it on Monday. That took out deer and took out the field trials. So what they're trying to do, they're trying to divide and conquer. They know that if they can get a bill through, even a watered-down bill, it'll be very easy to get amendments added to the bill later. They also feel that the species that are now on there are species that it's sort of like when they divided and conquered us on trapping in 84.
I remember. I was there. I was there. Oh, man. That was a crazy time.
A crazy time, and we got that crazy time again right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, the thing that bothers me is their side lies through their teeth and are never held accountable when they're pointed out. Our side tells the truth, and I know that's always a good thing.
Right.
And the fact that we never have to backtrack. But what legislators were told about this bill, that they were baiting squirrels and that they were going to kill all these squirrels and nobody eats squirrels and there's no season on squirrels. And once a contest is over, they throw the squirrels in the trash.
Right.
And if we don't get the word out that, wait a minute, hold on, there are season size limits and bag limits.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys know somebody that's over harvesting or wanting a waste of game, let us know.
Right.
We'll arrest them because we don't want that to happen. But they never are held accountable for the lies that they tell when they initiate these actions.
And Ed, the media seems very complicit. I mean, I was at that protest at the Sportsman's Club during the squirrel contest. Was that 2 years ago? Shout out to Tom down here. The guy really weathered a storm. And again, Ed, the screaming and the obscenities and the obscene gestures, and these people were absolute maniacs. And unfortunately,
they feed off of each other. And like I said, the things that they come out with, the things that comes out of their mouth, it must come out before they engage their brain because none of it's the truth.
Right. And now what? Okay. Again, the process, the political process to me sometimes it's very, you know, crazy here. You're right there in the trenches. Also, shout out to Tommy Connors with the NJOA and all the great crew there. What can be done now? It's out of committee. Now, as you pointed out, Ed, this is a time to get things done because all seats are up for re-election this November, correct?
Yes, it's one of those once in a blue moon. All 40 senators are up and all 80 assemblymen are up along with the governor. So now is the time to knock on doors and to sit down and talk to people and tell them the truth. Tommy, what I'm trying to do is put together several white papers that will cover several different areas of weakness in this bill so that anybody that once they get involved, we'll be able to download these. They're going to probably come out next week sometime on the NJOA and the State Federation websites. And it will give them an insight into what's happening and what we should be telling our legislators. Like I said, the fact that the species that are being protected now are underutilized species. The fact that 80% of rabies is spread in New Jersey right now by the raccoon, fox, and coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that coyote attacks are on the increase. We've had over 30 attacks since 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the population has gone from 100 30 years ago to 3,000. The fact that these underutilized species, these contests, so to speak, are still regulated by seasons, size limits, and diet limits.
Law, exactly.
And they're tools that our biologists use to harvest these animals and to keep these animal populations within check. Last week on the 15th, up in Jackson, New Jersey, Ocean County, rabid fox attacks three different people, one of them being a four-year-old girl who sustained quite a bit of damage to her leg. If it wasn't for her brother, she would have had even more damage. These are the things that you don't point out, that they don't point out. The fact that these species are, they've got one on there that contests are illegal, the bobcat, and the last time I checked, the bobcat's a protected species.
Right. And they're, as you said, Markowski are not held accountable. The media doesn't even want to know about it. They just go, you know, run with it.
Yes. The old theory, Tom, is if you throw enough of it against the wall, some of it's going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do. And it's up to us to sit down. Now, the best thing in the world to do, telephone calls are great, but it's to call your district office, the district that you live and vote in, and say, I'd like to sit down with my two assemblymen and my senator, and I'd like to talk to them about these bills, the A-1365 and S-1176. Now, I don't even know, as of earlier this week, the final bill that passed the Assembly, the final amendments, still weren't posted. So it's just fortunate enough that I talked to some people who are in the Assembly who were able to get me those in advance of the actual committee hearing on Monday so that I could look at them. But it's New Jersey is New Jersey, and if we don't keep on top of it, it's like a friend of mine, Lenny Walgass, used to say, Dr. Walgass. The camel's trying to get his nose under the tent. Once you let the camel get his nose under, you turn your back and you got the whole camel. And that's why we have to fight this bill and let them know where we stand.
Okay, Ed, here's the thing. 2007. Panner and Karcher, you know, refigure the Fish and Game Council a whole bit. I mean, that really galvanized the sportsman from the deer hunter to the duck hunter to the trout fisherman to the saltwater fisherman to the trapper. Everyone came together. Now, that was almost a generation ago, 2007, listeners, and we kicked their collective asses. Panner and Karcher voted out. And now it seems short memories. People forget, and, well, I don't do that, so as a real contest to kill animals, I don't know. Oh, by the way, you enter fishing tournaments? Well, of course. I have that 60-foot sport fisherman. Oh, you see, Ed, and the disconnect has never been more obvious to me than looking around these past few years. Divide and conquer,
well,
as you've said.
It's ironic that in 2007 we started in District 11 with Panner and Karcher. And today, the Hodling and Goebel are two of our worst enemies, and both of them are in District 11. So, as Yogi used to say, it's deja vu all over again.
Yep. Listen, in case you don't know, Senator Vin Gopali replaced Jen Beck, who was a friend of the sportsman. I guess by embrace, he's Indian, I believe, and if following just whatever, not a stereotype, but a vegetarian. He's vehemently anti-hunting and fishing across the board.
Yes.
And so so the antis have a staunch friend right there. And, you know, the governor stands against hunting, fishing, whatever. His wife, Ms. Murphy, she's what, on the, you know, Jersey Animal Rights Alliance or some organization. She's anti as well. So the deck is really stacked, Ed.
The deck is stacked, but it's not stacked totally against us because there are enough friends that we have out there that if we get the proper information to them, they will support us. And that's the important thing to do, is to get this out there to enough people. And as I say, I'm going to be sending this out, and it's going to be a series of short white papers along with a final draft of what the bill actually was when it came out of the Assembly Committee, and trying to encourage people to sit down and make calls and sit down and make appointments to talk to their mm-hmm. legislators in their voting districts. That's what's important. They very, very quick to respond when they see that the person that's calling is a voter in their district. Because if you have enough courage and enough anger and angst to call, they know that it's an issue that's out there and it's festering and they have to deal with it. And that's what we have to do. We have to do that this time.
And, you know, we're fighting the good fight, the New Jersey Outdoor Alliance, State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs. But I'll tell you, it sometimes when you look at the money the antis have, I mean, bottomless pockets, and you wonder, how can this get done? When I spoke with Parker Space, this is a friend of Rackham Finn Radio, Republican, 24th District up there in Sussex County. He said, Tom Pete, you got to keep at it. You keep at it. Nibble here, nibble there, nibble there. Next thing you know, you have something positive. So, listen, you got to keep, you know, you keep the faith, but you have to be a part of it. You can't just, and Ed, sometimes, really, it's not practical. I want to sit down with my assembly and my senator. You can't do that. Ed, they just time whatever, making a living, whatever. A phone call, an email, a handwritten letter. Petitions to me are useless. People, petitions are useless.
Right.
What do you think,
right.
Ed? A handwritten letter or something?
Handwritten letters, the phone calls. But you think about it, Tom. We got 40 districts. It would take 40 people to have the time and energy to contact the 40 districts, one in each district.
Mm-hmm.
Down here, I usually do 1, 2, 3. Those are the three districts that I contact on a regular basis to keep them informed. I know some of our friends up in Ocean County work on that district. I know that Burlington County, that district is worked on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important. You can't sit on the sidelines. A time when you could come out in September and buy a hunting license and hunt and be happy and not worry about anything, that days are over.
Oh, yeah.
Those days are done. Now you either get involved, you stay involved, or you're going to eventually lose your rights.
Ed Markowski, this is, sits on the board of New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. Ed, right now, right here, mark this down, people. The invitation is out. Now with the COVID thing, we can possibly have guests in the studio. Ed, you are invited to sit in my little tiny studio, probably the size of the glove box in your truck. And we'll do a whole show, the NJOA, the history of the NJOA, and what the things the NJOA has accomplished and what the plans are for the future. Can you accept that?
I accept that. Tom, on a good note, let's finish on a good note.
Yep.
Our waterfowl stamp increase passed both houses, 70-0 in the Assembly.
Wow.
And 38-0 in the Senate, and it goes to the governor. Now we'll see where the governor stands on securing extra funds from the sportsmen for habitat purchase and development.
Okay, Ed, right there. Listeners, again, the $5 state waterfowl stamp is now, if he signs it, will be $10?
Yes.
But so $10, another $5. Ed, people don't realize where these monies go and the value, what you get for that extra $5. It's phenomenal. The possibilities are endless.
This is one of those bills where we had all of the waterfowl organizations, New Jersey Waterfowlers, Ducks Unlimited, Delta Waterfowl, and non-hunting, Audubon Society, Nature Conservancy, Natural Lands Trust, the Fish and Game Council, the Waterfowl Council, Stamp Council, all of them supporting the bill because it's a good bill. It gets money into development and purchasing right. of habitat that's used by all species.
Unless there's no habitat.
The governor actually came to me in my dining room here where I'm talking to you from today and said, Mr. Markowski, we'd like to put together a bill that increases what we pay because we believe we should be doing more.
How cool is that?
I don't hear any anti say that they want to put money into habitat right. and into those things. That's going to come directly out of their pockets.
Unless there's no habitat, no hunt. But on the other hand, as I've spoken with antis, well, you just want to buy land so you can kill everything. I said, no, you don't kill everything. You harvest species as per what's legal. But what about all the other wildlife that benefits from these lands that are safe from development? They don't want to hear it, Ed. Oh, they don't want to hear.
One thing, do you remember how many squirrels were actually harvested that day of the contest?
There was three.
It was a rainy, cold day.
Three or four. It was freezing. I froze my ass out there yelling at the antis across the road. The one cop said.
One squirrel.
Was it one? I thought it was three. There was one.
Because it's not killing. It's called hunting and harvesting. And there are many days that you go out that you don't get close to the bag limit.
Exactly, Ed. Ed Markowski, thanks for joining us on Rockin' Fin Radio. So the invite is out there. It has been accepted. Ed Markowski will be in a town square media, little Tom P studio here, Rockin' Fin Radio. Ed, I'll contact you a few weeks down the road, and we'll set up a date. Does that work?
Sounds good, Tommy. Always and good to hear from you, partner.
Best of all, Ed, and keep up the good fight. And I'm a proud member of NJOA, and then let's keep it going. Let's kick their ass.
We're trying.
Okay, we'll see, man.
Okay.
Whoa, before you go, NJOA.org, correct?
Yes.
NJOA.org, people, get involved. Hey, democracy is not a spectator sport. Get involved. This is what you love to do, and they're going to try to take it away and divide and conquer. That's the anti's modus operandi. Let's beat them at the punch, Ed. Take care.
Okay, Tom.
See you.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's number one talk station.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Bad weather and fires burning in the debris of a collapsed condo building near Miami are hampering the search for survivors. Nearly 160 people still missing.
Some 130 firefighters are working in tactical teams of six, searching from above for pockets where people could be trapped, and below, tunneling, using saws and jackhammers to look for signs of life. Officials say nothing will stop the frantic search.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard, four people confirmed dead. And a nephew of George Floyd says ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin should have gotten life in prison.
22 and a half years is not enough. We reserved a life sentence. We can't get George back. Gianna can't hug George again.
Brandon Williams reacting yesterday after Chauvin's sentencing. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Partly sunny today, high 84. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70. Sun and high clouds tomorrow morning, then cloudy tomorrow afternoon. Sunday's high 86. Mostly sunny Monday, high 88. And mostly sunny Tuesday, high 93. When it's this warm, please don't leave little kids or pets for that matter in the car for any period of time. I'm AccuWeather's Sally Sherman on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That was Ed Markowski there. New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. Let's get to a more pleasant topic. Fishing is pretty much the thing going on now, crabbing. But hey, there is a little bit of alternative, and it has to do with a party boat. The Miss Barnegat Light up there and Barnegat Light. On the line is Captain Lou Van Bergen. He's a co-captain right there. It's the Ecology and Oceanography Cruises on the Miss Barnegat Light. Two-hour cruises on Tuesdays, I believe, and Thursdays. Anything you want to know about what is going on in the bays and ocean, you can find out on these little eco tours. Joining us on the line while he's on the water is Captain Lou Van Bergen. Lou, how you doing, man?
Good, Tom. How are you doing?
I understand you're cruising. Everyone's having a great time, but this program sounds super. What's the second or third year you're doing it? You're packed all the time. It sounds great.
Yeah, this is our going to be our third year doing it. You know, and it just keeps getting a little bit bigger, and we keep improving little things all the time through, and it's you know, it's kind of been a big hit, you know.
Now, Lou, you have a degree in marine biology, correct?
Correct.
And yeah, you're also an educator, and you have such a rich marine resource around you. And this is just a win-win all around. Listen, and you don't, if not only for families, for adults who want to see, what is really going on underneath that water? Well, Lou, it's great.
No, what you just said nails it on the head, you know, exactly the way that we looked at it. And, you know, young kids can be, it's hands-on, and they get a chance to see creatures, you know, crabs and plankton and stuff like that. And then the adults, they're the ones asking, you know, sometimes the kids too, they're asking the big questions, you know, the scientific stuff. And, you know, it all stems from questions that we get on our fishing trips and our cruises that I run. And, you know, it just basically kind of snowballed out of that. You know, I teach this stuff in school to the kids in the high school, and then they just basically, you know, here you get the same type of questions. And, you know, we just kind of thought it would be a good thing. You know, there's a lot of people asking questions about it, so we figured it would be a good thing to do.
Now, look, when you say hands-on, I mean, you have the, you're looking at crab traps, you're looking at seine nets, the whole dealio, correct?
Well, we don't do the seine net. What we do, we do set crab traps, you know, right near Barnegat Light, near our dock. And then we also do a stop where we do water quality. So we take a look at the pH of the water, the dissolved oxygen in the water, what's the visibility. And the kids and adults, all of them, they all get involved with that, right? So they can sit back and watch, or they can basically get their hands wet and help us out with the test. And I have, you know, it's myself, and I have two other guys that come with me that basically, you know, are pretty proficient in all that stuff. And, you know, so we kind of split them up into groups so that they're getting as much of an opportunity to really get their hands wet, you know, literally, if they want to.
Lou, I love it. We're speaking with Captain Lou Van Bergen on aboard the big and beautiful Miss Barnegat Light, base 1801 Bayview Avenue in Barnegat Light. They sail daily for Fluke, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., but we're talking now the oceanography and ecology tours, 2 hours every Tuesday and Thursday. Lou, it's from 2:30 to 4:30, correct?
Correct. Every Tuesday, Thursday, yep.
And the price is what?
$35 a head.
Now, Lou, this thing, these really popular programs here, you need a reservation? Or it's a dealio.
Nope.
No.
Just show up at the dock. You know, those 2 days, you can just show up at about 2 o'clock and get in line and just get right on the boat.
Lou, one of the things I have to ask you, what are the most common questions asked, again, about the estuaries and things like that?
A lot of it comes down to the things that they read in the local papers or that they see on TV or maybe even online. It's all about, you know, what impact does things like the wind farm going to have, you know, and we don't really delve into that too much. But also it's water quality. You know, when we talk about the idea of, you know, how, you know, we all know LBI is very developed. The mainland is very developed. You know, I mean, you know, I keep my little boat on a lagoon, you know. So, I mean, I understand, you know, and then we talk about the changes that have take place, and it's just really kind of, you know, a lot of like the change. And that's what we talk about, you know, what's possibly going to happen in the future, things like that. You know, these are all things that we kind of delve into, but it really is driven by the questions of the day.
Sure.
You know, we start off talking about the commercial fishing industry, because obviously you've been over here, you know, that's the main focus there. And, and we go through and we show them different models of different types of fishing gear. And we talk about numbers and whatnot. And it's a short, you know, 15 minute or so discussion before we leave, but they have a ton of questions.
I'll tell you one, Van Bergen, it's snowballed, man. You got an avalanche on your hands, you and Lenny and Karen.
Hey, you know what? I just saw this the other day, Tom. If somebody said something about, you know, we always get the constant question of how come we don't bluefish at nighttime anymore and stuff like that. And
right, it's
just,
sure.
It's just an evolution, you know, and you have to change as the time goes on. You know, what do the people want? You know, and we do really well with these cruises. The fishing is always been good, but it just, you have to change. If you don't change, and then you're going to be left behind, and you're just going to kind of get lost in the shuffle, and we obviously don't want to do that. We want to try to do what the people want and try to, you know, get as many people down here as possible and educate them.
And Lou, you're right, you're giving back. You're showing the people what it's all about. On the line, Captain Lou Van Bergen, the Miss Barnegat Light, 1801 Bayview Avenue. You're talking a big, sexy, red and white 95-foot catamaran. Great fluke fishing during the day, 8 to 1. These are the ecology and oceanography cruises, 2 hours every Tuesday and Thursday. Depart the dock at 2:30 and you're back by 4:30. No reservations required. $35 fee. MissBarnegatLight.com. Or Lou, can you give a phone number also?
Sure. It's 609-494-2094.
And Lou, real fast, while we have about, before this next break, about 45, 50 seconds, talk about the cruises, little brother. Woo.
Well, the cruises are, you know, they sell themselves. Again, it's you know, how can you go wrong? You come out into the ocean and you cruise along and watch the sunset. We have two starting July 1st. We do one, a happy hour cruise, which I know is right up your alley, 5:30 to 6:30. drink specials every night, and it's great for people with little kids. You're back in at 6:30. You can go to dinner. You can make a dinner reservation for 6:45 somewhere in town or, you know, on the island, and you know you're going to get there. The Sunset Cruise is 7 o'clock. We leave the dock. That's obviously very, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
We get back in after the sunset. So this time of year, we're getting in a little bit after 8:30, you know, and it kind of gets closer and closer to 8 o'clock or, you know, as we get later in the year. But again, no reservations. You know, we don't operate that way. Just, mm-hmm. just show up. And, you know, the earlier you can get here, the better for all those trips. Certainly, you know, there sure. is a limitation. You know, we do turn people away with the Sunset Cruise. We always joke. We said if we could have the sunset twice a day, we'd be golden. But, you know, it only sets once and everybody wants to see it. So it's a special cruise. And then once again, it's easy. You know, we did get a chance to see some dolphins. I didn't see any whales yet this year, but we saw dolphins last night. And,
Captain Van Berger, whoa, let me interrupt you right there. You've always been a straight shooter with me, Lou. I've known you for years.
Yep.
Do you have, like, trained dolphins there? Are they always showing up?
I wish we did. That would be another gold mine. But no,
it's always seen when we're on there. There they are. Said, Denise Marie says, did Louis call them or something? I said, I don't know.
Sometimes we get lucky. That's what it comes down to. And, you know, they tend to have a little bit of a pattern, but they're like the fish. They have a mind of their own, so they don't just come to you all the time. So sometimes we just cross paths, so it just works out that way.
Listeners, for something different, you're down or on vacation during the week. Every Tuesday and Thursday, the Ecology and Oceanography cruises on the big and beautiful Miss Barnacle Light, 1801 Bayview Avenue in Barnacle Light. Check it out, $35, 2 hours, 2:30 to 4:30. You will come out so enriched in what Captain Lou and his crew will tell you about the surrounding environment. Lou, you take care. Have a great week, and I'll see you soon, man.
Tom, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Oh, by the way, the rum punch is rocking the house, I understand.
Well, you know, you know that. I'm not telling secrets here, but I know you know that. So
okay,
I'm
man.
I'm going to leave it at that.
We'll catch you later. Take care.
All right, Tom.
See ya. It's a lot of fun. The 2 hours. We did it a couple of times. I didn't know that. And I didn't know that. No bleep about that. My God. 2:30 to 4:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays on the Miss Barnacle Light, the Ecology and Oceanography Cruises. Get to it, man. A lot of fun. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
So what is Talk with a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk with a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk with a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates. We gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
I love that rate on my new ride. State Farm hooked me up and the stars aligned on both my home and auto policies. I switched and saved. Now I feel great. Gonna tell the world I can't wait. Baby, State Farm has the coverage I need.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Wendy's restaurant in your area has issued a major bag alert.
Bag alert, major bag alert.
The Bacon Double Stack is back in the biggie bag with fries, nugs, and a drink, all for just $5. The following are to be expected: joy, disbelief, inability to think about anything else. This deal is effective immediately, and it's only at Wendy's.
Major bag alert.
Bag
alert.
Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fry, and small drink. U.S. price and participation may vary.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Going to wrap it up with Captain Dave, the Rave Showell, Absecon Bay Sports Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Absecon. 18 years Rack and Fin Radio, friend strong. Captain Dave, how you doing, brother?
We're doing great. This weather can't really be beat.
I'm telling you, Dave, and I know your customers are catching fish, and I know the people on your little Absecon Bay Safari charter deal are catching fish. It's going nuts.
No, it's a good time. I've seen better, but this weather just keeps bouncing around. If you can put it all together, get the right tide, the right weather, the right wind direction, man, you can load up with what you're cool with, whatever you want.
And, Dave, the slot stripers you're getting, Guys are going to have the bonus tags. You have the bonus tags. Guys and gals are going home with a nice striper dinner. There's still plenty of bass in the back.
Yeah, that's, you know, these guys that say there's no stripers, well, they weren't here 37 years ago when I started.
Point well taken. Dave, what's the bass bite all about?
Well, you got it seems like two different styles of fish. You got the ones that are in the deep banks on the, you know, narrow or just on a deep 10 to 15 foot bank. And
there you go. Yeah.
If you go down south, I know well, Insomniac Charters, he calls these guys tog eaters because they're looking for fish. They're looking for tog.
Yep.
And they just love these spot, and we've been doing pretty good with them. The size is still hanging up. We're catching good number of keepers. Yeah, I've had a few days that would have made anybody really happy in early November.
Well, Dave, speaking of spot, spot on for the biggest flounder of your life, Dave. When I wrote that blog, I was inspired by what I've seen you and your clients catch with spot. Listen, sometimes the size of the bait they use is what I like to put in a frying pan. Dave, that's a badass big flounder. Area rug, doormat bait, Dave. Go into that.
Yeah, well, these flounders, yeah, they love spot, and they got a big mouth. You know, if you're used to, yeah, we got to push up to 18 inches even to be able to take them home. But you get a flounder, you know, over 4 to 5 pounds, and he can get just about anything in that big mouth, and he's got some teeth that grab hold of it too. So if you really want to get something, you know, feed them the meat, feed them, you know, live spot, and you'd be surprised how aggressive they can get and get them in.
Now, listen, this is probably the number one gulp dealer in the southern tier counties. And, Dave, you said the gulp grub works great, the Nemesis works great, the new paddle tail works great. But when you want to target a big, big specimen flounder, go with the live bait. They don't hesitate when you show them live bait, Dave. And you were right on with that spot on, I should say, with that spot dealio.
Yeah. That's it. And some of the good, you know, a lot of the other good local fluke fishermen, that's what they swear by. You know, we got a crew around here. You know, they're just out of school or, you know, got the jobs, and they're all fishing, and mm-hmm. and they're real, really good at it. Yeah, you know, and they're getting a spot. Yeah, you know, this crew just won the Pomona Gun Club tournament. Yeah, you know,
oh,
they said they had keeper after keeper on the 6-inch gulp, but they changed. But it was the spot that won them the big ones.
Okay, Dave, this upcoming week, what do you think for the flounder? Give us your prospectus.
Well, this is the best week, probably the best week of the year. We just came through the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're gonna have high tide in the middle of the day with a little bit slower tides, and that is the secret for the flounder. You get that high tide in the middle of the day. They like the sun. Yeah, I know. I'm seeing guys on the internet that I can catch them at night. You find the right lights. You find the right, but flounder are daytime fish, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, they feed by sight. They feed by everything, but they like clear water and high, you know, midday high tides. And this is the week to catch them. If you want to catch a flounder, you know, from now, you know, this will be the time. You know, maybe not the biggest, but they should be biting. They like that water to warm up. Yep. They want to catch. Yeah. Besides the spot, they eat anything. The grass shrimp will be out moving. The crabs. I've had a lot of guys that have found the calico crabs, and the calico crabs, they love them.
Let me interrupt you.
Spit them up all over your boat.
Let me interrupt you a second. Dave Scholl said, "Tom P, this gulp peeler crab. Watch, because the fluke are eating the calicos. You call that one, Dave? Hold on a second.
Yeah, what do you got?
Dave, hold on. Hey, Shoal.
Yeah.
Someone just passed me a note from how to. Do you have any open charter dates? Where the hell did that come from? Do you have any open dates, Dave?
Yeah, I got some open dates. I got a little personal family stuff going to get in the way for a while, but I can sneak in. You know, if anybody's ready to go at a moment's notice, you know, give me a call and we'll set her up.
I thought it was a staffer looking for an autograph. Okay, Cap, do me a favor. Give that Facebook page, website, go. Phone number, go.
Well, everything, just look for Appsecan Bay. I'm on the, my webpage is appsecanbay.com. That gets a little missed, you know, but so then just go over to Facebook and search for Appsecan Bay, and Appsecan Bay Sportsman Center will show up. And we got all the information, and we're still pulling out some soft shell crabs, and I got Appsecan Bay soft shell crabs. And all you got to do is search for that is just get on Facebook and search soft shell crabs. I got the hot name on that one.
Okay, Cap, before I let you go, how are Judy and Kevin?
Oh, everybody's going fine. I guess, I got to fly her all the way down to Guatemala and come back without going fishing because there's so much work to do here. But we got to go see her father now that COVID's finally breaking up down there too. So everything's getting good.
I hope he's doing well. And before I let you go, show one last time, the incredible Sugar. How's she doing?
Oh, she's giving these ducks hell around here. She keeps them on her toes, and I just wish she'd learn a little bigger vocabulary. She's got one word and one volume, and it just screeches in your ears.
And it terrorizes the UPS guys. Dave, I'll see you next week, man. Take care.
Okay, we'll see you. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. So if you ain't fishing now, get out there.
Get out and
get
do
out
it.
There soon.
Okay, that'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P., Captain Dave the Rave Showell, Dave Masson there at Hutch's Marina. A lot of stuff going on. It's just some great fishing happening and crabbing happening as well. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. And God bless law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Get out and enjoy. What a weekend. Oh, man, there's some supposedly some tuna. Tuna showing up. Ooh, get into that next week. See you. Rack and Fin Radio.
95.5 FM and